This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, and that brings us to 7:20. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we wanted to touch on the fact that it has been a tumultuous period for students who were supposed to take the SPM in 2020. And with the exams approaching, perhaps it's already been postponed again. We are looking at some calls to scrap the tests and move to other forms of grading, at least for students who were supposed to take it last year.
And as a result of that, a group of Form 5ers have actually started a petition, and they are appealing to the Ministry of Education to look into alternatives or other forms of qualifications to replace this deferred SPM exam. As of 7 p.m, that petition has 26,250 signatures.
So this is coming in tandem with Sarawak DAP Chairman Chong Chiang Jen, who sent a letter to the MOE, also calling for the SPM to be scrapped, suggesting that certificates be issued instead based on coursework results, trial examinations, and teacher input. So we are going to be hearing two perspectives on this. We don't have time, unfortunately, to cover all of it today. We will be speaking tomorrow with Ida Tien, who is the co-founder and managing director of Closing the Gap, to speak, I think, more broadly on what the SPM means and how it could impact students, especially in terms of setting them on their path of higher education to their future careers. But today, we wanted to touch base with a student, with somebody who should already actually have sat for their SPM but find themselves waiting in the meantime. You can share your thoughts with us. Let us know what you think about the SPM perhaps, you know, not being necessary. What do you make of that? In the meantime, we are speaking to Win Chi, who is a Form 5 student of the 2020 batch. Win Chi, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi,
thank you so much for being on with us. So the latest updates from the ministry will see your batch of Form 5 students sitting for the SPM on the 22nd of Feb. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah, it's actually the postponed on like the third time already, since it's, this one's February 22nd, it's actually postponed the third time. So I'm still studying and preparing for it right now.
So this is a petition by students which is calling for alternative forms of assessments or qualifications to replace the deferred SPM examination rather than to make you guys continue and take it. How do you and you know other people your age who are going through this feeling about this proposal?
Most of my friends and I, we've actually signed the petition, and we're agreed to it, and because it's been really kind of difficult for us, and thought that this alternative way would be better to solve this problem right now.
Having said that, I mean, some education groups are pushing back against it and the petition. How do you feel about that? I mean, especially when you have people, I guess, implying that it's because students don't want to take the exam or aren't prepared.
For me, I actually think that I get that like most education groups, like they would want to maintain standards by continuing having SPM and so on, and I do respect it. But I also see those who are actually suffering more, those students suffering from like the flood, mental illness, financially, and like maybe some who even got COVID. So I think that it's actually a far more worse situation for them rather than us right now. And people who say that it's actually not fair, because like they think if SPM is cancelled, then it's not fair to anyone actually. Yeah.
And if the exams do go forward and happen in February as it's been scheduled, are you worried about your results? Are you prepared?
Of course I'm worried, but I can only try my best in every way I can, because I also have to, I'm continuing to study right now, of course, and I think it's actually quite a nervous thing for me, because I need like the results to get in colleges, scholarships and everything. And also now I'm not only studying for SPM, but I'm also studying for my SPM trials as well, because it's not done yet. Yeah.
Mm. And I think there have also been concerns about safety and SOPs sitting for the exams itself. Is that something that you share?
Actually, about this SOP, I actually believe that not all students would actually strictly follow all the SOPs, because it's either way, I think it would be there would be many ways to like get infected actually quite easily. Like for example, if we share toilets, it's actually really easy to get infected. Like, we still continue to have SPM like this moment right now, because like the cases are still rising every day.
Winchi, you know, for those education groups and perhaps even the Ministry of Education that might be listening, what would you like to say about this whole experience and what it's been like for you?
To me, of course, like this period, 1 year plus of waiting and all the delaying, and of course it's tiring for me mentally and physically. So actually I really hope education groups and also the MOE would actually take heart on this matter and put priority more on the students who are suffering from the floods and mental illness in every way. So I think taking an alternative way by not sitting exams for SPM, but maybe other ways to replace the SPM results, so and make it an exception for our batch this year. But anyways, if whatever MOE's decision is, I respect it. Yeah.
Winchi, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
That was Winchi, who is a Form 5 student from the 2020 batch, who, as she rightly pointed out, they have seen their exams postponed 3 times. And I think for all of us who have sat for the exams and remember how nerve-wracking it is, even when you know exactly when it is that you're supposed to take it, I can't imagine.
My heart really goes out to all of these kids. Several postponements, not even having sat for the trial yet. And, you know, you're sort of coached to think that this determines your entire future. So it's really so much to deal with.
That actually is exactly what we will be talking about tomorrow, because we're continuing this conversation with Aida Tien tomorrow on our show. She's the co-founder and managing director of Closing the Gap. And we want to talk about exactly how important the SPM is and also the likelihood that these alternative forms of grading might be something that could be accepted. I think one thing that really stands out to me is that the trial exams are part of it, right? People are saying that maybe we can use the trial exams in order to determine some form of grading. But Winchi earlier said that she hasn't even taken hers yet. So it's the same problem.
No, I think so. And there's just so much uncertainty. And I think in a year when even adults are struggling to figure out how to move forward, this is a huge amount of pressure that's on these kids. And I understand why they're calling for this change to be made.
So let us know and send us any questions you might have, because again, we are going to be following up on this tomorrow. In the meantime, though, we're about to head to the 7:30 news, after which it is Popcorn Culture, and we'll be back for what is usually a complete change of pace, and it's very much the same this evening. We're going to be talking about one of the very, very few new releases that have been out in 2020. This was towards the tail end, and it is the latest from Pixar and Pete Docter. So we are going to be talking about Soul. Let us know if you've made the trek out to the cinemas to watch it, or if you plan to. That's coming your way after the 7:30 news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.